Hi, is this James?
James.
Hey, James, this is Mike. I'm calling over with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
You're calling with who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Carter?
Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I was calling to follow up with you. We had sent out a offer you guys away a couple weeks ago. It was a pre-approval for some equipment and capital, and I wanted to check in and see if you guys are maybe looking to add anything on at this time.
I don't remember seeing it, but yeah, we're still looking for operating capital and some equipment of purchases this year, if it's not too far down the line yet.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, do they do monthly repayment or do they do daily and weekly?
Yeah, so if you're looking for, because we have the two different programs on there, so it depends on what you are looking for, because, first off, I can go over, if you're looking for capital, the way that program works, we have options of daily, weekly, and monthly payments on there.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, it depends on, what term you guys would be eligible for, but basically, let's say you were eligible for, let's just say 10 months. Basically halfway down, about 5 months, there's ways of getting additional money as well. So it's almost like refinancing halfway through as well. So it's not you're set through that whole way, but, so it is going to range, but we do have all those options available. If you're looking for the equipment, with our equipment and finance, it's very similar to a traditional type of loan where it's, usually 3 to 5 years and it's monthly payments on there.
Okay, that's more doable. We did use a lease on a piece of equipment, which I'll never do again because it's just too expensive. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you have my email address?
I don't.
Let me give that so you can send me some contact info rather than me doing this on the phone. It's valleypavement@sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net. Perfect. Okay. What were you guys looking to possibly add on right now? You said it was equipment, right?
We'd like some equipment, like a dump truck, bobcat, roller, and a trailer. And we try to not buy brand new because it is highly expensive. So if we can get good used at auction or something, that's more desirable. We can still generate the same amount of income using used equipment as we can getting the really expensive new stuff. So off the top of my head, about 150 grand for equipment and operating capital. So until we get somebody's job, the rain's put us behind this year, another 100,000 or 250,000 for the two in that range.
So basically you would like if everything what you would want would be 150 for the actual equipment and basically extra 100 for any extra capital on there is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, like I said, we have the two different types of programs on there. With the capital, I mean, we usually kind of favor that usually towards, your sales. What did you guys do, last year?
Last year, as a matter of fact, I just picked up my 2015 from the, let's see, what was gross looking for? It was in the 800,000 to 900,000 range.
Okay.
And that's about average. If we get equipment, we're trying to, bump ourselves up to a million and a half.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't have to. The stuff we turn down because we don't have that. Okay, gross last year only reached 787, so it was a little bit down from 2014.
Okay, so it is down, okay.
I think 2014, I have that figure for you too.
Okay.
Where's that at? Okay, no, 2014 was 772,000.
772. Okay, so it's roughly about the same then, kind of.
Yeah, okay. We've had years where we reached almost 900.
Okay, got it. What's kind of been different on there, like, since that one year? Is it just kind of like?
I think it's cheap competition because we live on the border. Mm-hmm. We get cheap competition.
Got it.
There was a lot of government work that flowed down since a base expansion, but of course, one of the best years I ever had only did 500,000, but I netted about 250. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
We're trying to get leaner and meaner and be efficient.
Yeah.
And purchasing some equipment will cut, on some bigger jobs, cut labor by 2/3. So, you know.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get any funding for that from traditional local banks or national banks. They want you to look like pristine before they'll even consider you, so.
Yeah, and a lot of times they like it to just purchase, like, brand new equipment, too, as well. But we
I'm like, why would I spend, you know, $300,000 to generate $1 million when I could spend $100,000 to generate $1 million?
Yeah.
They're only looking at what they can recoup if they have to call the note or whatever. I understand that, but business-wise, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And that's, yeah, like I said, that's one of the things we do kind of specialize in that kind of separates us from the nation banks on there because of, you know, we do offer that, the used equipment too as well. Have you guys already looked in? Have you gotten, like, any quotes on there too? And I know you kind of gave me a rough estimate, but have you gotten, like, specific quotes?
I have, and I have to see what I've done with them because I had a CPA working on it with a local banker, and it took her, she was screwing around with this thing for like 3 months and I still got a no.
Okay.
And then she charged me $2,500 and I'm like,
wow.
Seriously?
Well,
right
off the top, I mean, we don't charge just to find out.
I can some due diligence and get some solid numbers on decent used equipment. But.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what we would basically need. The main things, you know, like I said, it is a pre-approval, so it is based off past financing. But obviously, you know, I'm sure you're aware, in order to kind of get an actual numbers, terms for each of the different, you know, forms, we need an application for both the working capital and also the equipment financing. And then we just basically need bank statements, your tax return, and then, like, if you can get us a quote on there, you know, we can definitely, you know, get you some answers on there. It usually can only takes about, like, maybe 24 to 40 hours to get an actual answer on some terms, and then you can let us know if that's something you want to push forward with or not, whatever's, you know, kind of whatever you guys see fit that'll help out.
Yeah.
So.
All right, send me an email, and I'll get busy on trying to gather up some info and we'll go from there, you know, what we can make happen.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll follow up with you in a few days too as well if I don't hear back from you earlier. And then, but like I said, it's going to be basically, I'll send you two different applications. One would be for the if you're doing the equipment, and then one would be for the actual capital. So, and then it'll have a little bit of the information on there too as well. But let me know if you have any questions too as well. I'll send that over in the next 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, James. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.